This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The Union Cabinet has approved a total outlay of 6,520 crore rupees, including additional outlay of 1,920 crore rupees for the expansion of ongoing central sector scheme Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana during the 15th Finance Commission cycle. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw made the announcement about the Union Cabinet's decision while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday.
आज के इस कैबिनेट के फैसले में प्रधानमंत्री कृषि संपदा योजना का आउटले बढ़ा के 6,520 करोड़ किया गया और 50 इरिगेशन यूनिट्स एंड 100 फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स के लिए 1,000 करोड़ रुपीस का अलग से प्रावधान किया गया। इसमें विशेष ध्यान दिया जाएगा जो डिफिकल्ट एरियाज हैं, विशेषकर हिली एरियाज हैं, नॉर्थ ईस्टर्न स्टेट्स हैं और एससी और एसटी के बाहुल्य वाले क्षेत्र हैं, उन पे विशेष ध्यान दिया जाएगा।
Mr. Vaishnaw said the cabinet has also approved the central sector scheme grant in aid to National Cooperative Development Corporation with an outlay of 2,000 crore rupees for a period of 4 years from 2025-26 to 2028-29. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved 4 multi-tracking railway projects covering 13 districts across the states of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, West Bengal, Bihar, Odisha and Jharkhand. The total estimated cost of projects is 11,169 crores and will be completed up to 2028-29. The Election Commission will publish the draft electoral roll in Bihar today under the Special Intensive Revision Initiative. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar and 243 electoral officers will invite the voter or any recognized political party to file their objections regarding any discrepancies in the electoral roll. The objections can be made from today to 1st of September 2025. Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that Elon Musk-led Starlink has received a license to launch satellite internet service in India and a framework for spectrum allocation is also in place for a smooth rollout. Addressing a mobile conclave on the occasion of 30 years of mobile telephony in New Delhi, the minister highlighted that India's digital journey in the last 11 years has been extraordinary. He added that in the last decade, digital access from remote villages to metro cities has empowered citizens and made India a global leader in affordable and inclusive technology. The Election Commission has reiterated that electronic voting machines, EVMs, are tamper-proof. It said that no mismatch was found in the count of VVPAT slips during Maharashtra Assembly elections held last year. The poll body informed that based on the applications received from 10 candidates, checking and verification of the EVMs were carried out across 10 assembly constituencies. It added that in all cases, the machines passed the diagnostic test. The checking and verification of 48 ballot units, 31 control units and 31 VVPATs from 10 assembly constituencies was successfully carried out in the presence of 8 applicants, all of whom were losing candidates. Government has debunked the claims made by a Pakistani propaganda account that a financial emergency has been declared in India following a $60 billion market wipeout due to the 25% tariff announced by US President Donald Trump. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau termed the claims as fake, stressing that no financial emergency has been declared in India. The fact-check unit further urged the citizens to stay alert and advised to rely only on official sources for verified information. In cricket, Karun Nair scored a crucial half-century to help India to reach 204 for 6 at stumps on day one of the final test against England at the Kensington Oval in London yesterday. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall in parts of Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Gangetic, West Bengal, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Sikkim, the northeastern states and Uttarakhand today. Several parts of Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal, Sikkim and West Madhya Pradesh are expected to experience thunderstorms during the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.